Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and this morning we have with us Jeff Meadows with BoU. He's the Executive Vice President of their residential division. The reason we're talking to Jeff this morning is because they had a regional show in Atlanta last week and just thought it'd be good to talk to him about how the show went. So good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great.
Good. So you had a show in Atlanta last week, and these shows actually ran a little bit later in the year than you normally would have done them. Why don't you tell us kind of why you delayed some of these regional shows?
Well, obviously, we had a big product launch and a big brand launch at Surfaces this year, and we didn't want to expose that before Surfaces because we wanted to make, obviously, have the biggest impact with the largest number of customers. So normally, we would have most of our regional shows prior to Surfaces. This year, we did things a little different because we introduced Bliss and a lot of our new selling concepts, and so we just got around to the Southeast regional show, which was in Atlanta, as you mentioned last week. In addition to just, you know, the Southeast customers, we had several customers from around the United States who wanted to come that didn't have a chance to go to Surfaces that flew in to see some of our new Bliss displays and our new line dealer program.
Okay, and for those people that maybe, I don't know, have been Rip Van Winkle been sleeping for the last 40 days or so, Bliss is the actual brand name. You guys have done some tremendous consumer market research and have found out that since the consumer doesn't really understand or know any of the core brands in the flooring category, that you have actually rolled out a product brand name called Bliss that is the name that you're going to be selling to consumers too. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, if you look at our category, you know, we have some very large companies that obviously sell flooring into our category, but because our consumer only really is in the category once every, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, it's difficult for her to have any kind of an unaided name awareness. And that's shown in not just our focus groups that we've done over the last year, but also the CRI just recently had a focus group in Nashville that also played itself out there as well. So you start with that, and then you take into consideration that a lot of consumers, they love to redecorate a room, but they really sort of dread buying carpet. And the reason is because it's such a blind item for them. You know, it's something they only buy once every 6 or 7 years, and then a lot of things are private labeled, or there's a very large turnover at the retail sales level. And so she doesn't feel as comfortable with retail salespeople in a lot of cases. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to create what we call a consumer experience brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what Bliss is. I mean, it's not a consumer brand. It more so that it's a consumer experience. And what we try to do is through 9 months of focus group testing, our displays and our approach and the name is to make sure we could deliver on that experience so when she hits a flooring store for the first time in 7 years, she has something that she's going to be able to relate to, it's going to put her at ease, it's going to feel more comfortable buying the category from.
Yeah, so it's actually a brand name that communicates an experience, and I think it's pretty smart. So so let's talk about your meeting. You had a meeting in Atlanta. I know you had some storms heading into it, so maybe a little worried about whether or not attendance was going to be good. How did the show end up?
Yeah, we actually had a couple hundred dealers that came in, even though you know, we had, as you said, the week before you had a tornado that hit Atlanta, and some of the roads were closed. There was still some debris, but we had a couple hundred that still drove in and made it, and then we had some that flew in from us, as I mentioned earlier. So we were well pleased with our turnout. And
You have the meeting?
We had the Marriott Marquis.
Okay.
And we had two different conference convention rooms set up. We had one with our regular for our independent displays, our independent, and then we also had our aligned dealer program set up in a separate area. It's called Complete Bliss. And so we had several people that wanted to come in and check that out that hadn't seen it. As you know, we had that at Surfaces.
Right.
And so someone, if you hadn't seen it live, I mean, it makes a big impression, and a lot of people wanted to come and see that. So that's kind of the approach we took.
And now that you've gone out and you've been showing your retailers the products that you're rolling out this year, what are some of the two or three products that have really been widely accepted and the dealers that are, you know, the things that the dealers are excited about?
Well, you know, one of the things that we try to do here at Beaulieu is be something that's a little different than our two main competitors and our other carpet suppliers in the industry. So one of the things that we sort of really focused on this time around was a couple product categories that are not really out there in residential carpet. The first one is we came out with a solution dyed nylon, which most people would know to be in commercial, obviously, but we came out with a solution dyed nylon for residential that's a very soft, very low DPF that really feels like cotton on your foot. So super soft, but it's solution dyed nylon and all the performance characteristics that go along with solution dyed nylon. And then the other thing
What do you call in that category?
That's called Ultimate Home.
Okay.
And then the second, there's 10 products that are different types of construction and so forth that's in Ultimate Home. And then we introduced a product grouping called Healthy Home. And Healthy Home is a area where we have a patent arrangement with a company that provides it, but it's a copper and silver ion that's encapsulated in the carpet fiber.
So it's an antibacterial treatment.
That's right. The silver has a silver release element that releases and kills bacteria. And you know, it's actually out there in other consumer product categories now. I mean, Samsung has a new front-loaded washer out that has something called Silver Care, and it's a silver release to put in for your linens and kill bacteria in your sheets and towels. And then Cure-Aid Band-Aid just came out with a silver release on the patch. So when you put that on a cut, it has a silver release to help prevent bacteria also.
So these housewives are hearing this message, and now you've tied it in with carpet. That's
exactly right, and it's a mineral, so it's totally you know, it's very healthy. It's not a chemical or anything like that, so it's very natural, and so we're excited about it. And you know, one of the things that Kemp that we've always said, you know, all carpet obviously is healthy, and I think the carpet industry's done a great job of making sure the CRI that's something that if you go back 15 years ago, people try to claim. And Healthy Home is not about saying that carpet's unhealthy. What we say is Healthy Home is really about, if you're a consumer and the top mind awareness, you know, you have certain consumers who, you know, carry these antibacterial, you know, gels in their car and in
right.
their purse. And if that's really something that when you go to buy carpet, if that's at the top mind awareness, this is going to be the product that's for you. And if it's not, it won't be. But the one thing that we've seen is that some people, you know, are very in tune to that. And the one thing about the Healthy Home that we really like is we talk about it's probably the best environmental story in the carpet business, because obviously it's made from post-consumer material, so it's good environment.
Right.
But also, it's you know, most people spend 90% of their life indoors, and it creates the best environment and the healthiest environment you could have in your home. So we think it's sort of the total environmental story.
Okay. So you've actually given these dealers that you know, had been watching Beaulieu for a couple of years. Sounds like all of a sudden you've actually gotten them tuned in with some hard-hitting messages this year, don't you?
We think so, and we've had great response. And again, you know, we can't just approach a dealer and throw a sample up and say, hey, here's ours too,
yeah.
and here's our price. Because we have big competitors and we have good competitors. And so what we try to say is, okay, how can we be innovative? How can we be different? How can we find niches on people's floor where they don't have products like that? And it really gives them a reason to say, hey, we need to really strongly consider these guys to be a supplier or a bigger supplier. And we think we accomplished that this year.
Yeah, and so you've talked about your meeting, you've talked about some products. You've also, from a merchandising standpoint, you've done some things too. I mean, don't you have a new color wall this year?
We did. You know, color walls aren't new to the carpet industry, but what is new in this case is most of the color walls that's been out there have all been based on solid color. And we do have Healthy Home as a solid color collection. It's 50 colors, and there's 6 styles, and so there is a solid color wall. But we also did a frisee flat color wall, which is a big category in a lot of parts of the country. It's probably a third of the business these days. And then we also did a textured engineered loop color wall. We did a high-end color wall. So there's several different product categories. There's probably about seven different product categories represented, rather than just having just solid color carpet, seven different categories, 20 products in total, that are on color walls. And the whole idea of that is so when a consumer comes in, obviously they're all got different needs and they like different styles. So a solid color wall is only good for people that want to buy solid color.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that doesn't want to buy solid color. And so we've built color walls around, like I say, seven different product categories. So there's something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you one last question. And, you know, we all know about the current economic situation. So as you meet with these dealers and as you met with them last week in Atlanta, what kind of tone are you getting back from them as far as, you know, their mood based on this economic situation?
Well, I think people are prepared and for a difficult year again. This year, I think last year was tough, and I think they're not thinking that this year is going to be much better. A lot of them are hopeful that the second half will be better, but you know, when you talk about the Southeast, of course, Florida's been very, very hard hit with the housing market and so forth. And but the thing that's encouraging from our perspective is that. And maybe it's just because we've introduced Bliss and we've introduced so many different vehicles, new ideas, is that, you know, we're gaining a lot of traction. So for us, we feel pretty good. You know, in difficult times when you're the number three player, it's not all bad. You know, it's not the best place to be when it's good. But when it's bad, because the people will have a tendency when things are difficult to look for new ideas and new answers. And this market gave us an opportunity to do that. And so in our case, we think that we could end up having a pretty good year because of it.
Well, you heard it right here. Jeff Mettas, the Executive Vice President of the Residential Business at BoU, telling us about their recent Atlanta regional meeting and all the great things that they're doing this year that are new with BoU. And you're listening to FloridaDaily.net.